It's Friday, April 9th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Washoe County commissioners are looking to loosen COVID-19 restrictions starting May 1st. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The new plan will allow restaurants to serve groups as large as 10 people and eliminate social distancing requirements for outdoor events as well as private gatherings. It also removes a 75% county vaccination rate requirement before full reopening. Instead, the hospitalization rate will determine future restrictions. The commission approved an amended version of the county's reopening plan on a 4-1 vote Thursday. The updated plan will now head to the state COVID-19 Mitigation and Management Task Force and Governor Steve Sisolak for final approval. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada's two-week test positivity rate is slowly creeping back up. The positivity rate, which tracks how many COVID-19 tests in the state return positive, increased to 4.7% Thursday. That's according to data posted to the state's coronavirus website. The World Health Organization recommends a positivity rate of less than 5% as a way to control community spread of the virus. Currently, the state is averaging about 200 new cases of COVID-19 and 3 additional deaths daily. More than a third of the state's population, 16 and older, are now fully vaccinated. A COVID-19 vaccination site in Churchill County is offering the vaccine to anyone 16 and older, regardless of what county they live in. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck stopped by the site yesterday to learn more.
Soreness in the arm you get, it is a potential side effect.
It was kind of like a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
It's a little after mid-morning, and several rows of cars wait in a large gravel lot in Fallon. Mark Hanger and his wife Juanita were among those near the front of the line in order to get her second shot.
We just get here really early. You know, so like today they started at 10. I think we got here about 8:45 to make sure.
This vaccine site is first come, first served, regardless of residency. That's what attracted the Hangers. The couple lives in Silver Springs, which is in Lyon County. Mark says no appointments were available. Churchill County Manager Jim Barbie says that's drawn a number of people from other areas to Churchill County.
I've actually been working the lines, so I've had a lot of opportunity to talk to folks as they've been utilizing it, both folks in Churchill County and folks from surrounding county. And they've really appreciated that they didn't have to go through the process of making an appointment.
The site was recently moved to accommodate more people. Barbie says they can now administer around 300 shots an hour.
Our focus is getting our community back open, getting life more normal for our seniors, for schools, for kids here in our community. And this is a big step forward in doing that. The more folks that we can get vaccinated, the sooner we can return to the normal that we enjoy out here in rural Nevada.
The clinic is open this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., with vaccinations given on a first-come, first-served basis. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says he's considering a run for governor of Nevada. Lombardo is one of 3 current or former elected officials widely considered to be weighing a run in the Republican primary, along with Congressman Mark Amaday and former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison. Lawmakers in Nevada are taking up a measure that would make it a crime to publicly release sensitive personal information about others without their consent, otherwise known as doxing. AB 296 would make it a felony if someone is hurt or killed by the release of potentially harmful sensitive information, such as a home or work address. In all other cases, maliciously doxing someone would result in a misdemeanor. For Assemblywoman Rochelle Wynn of Las Vegas, the measure is needed due to the recent rise in violence against people of color.
It is time that we have this type of legislation on our books. So people that are suffering, that people that are targeted, have an avenue to be able to seek, you know, financial compensation, at least at a bare minimum.
If adopted, Nevada could be one of the first states in the country with anti-doxing laws. The median price for an existing single-family home in the city of Reno topped out at $514,000 in March. That's an increase of roughly 20% over the last year. The latest report from the Reno Sparks Association of Realtors shows the median price for an existing home in Sparks also reached a new high in March at nearly $450,000. Realtors attribute the steep increase in housing prices to a lack of inventory. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office will start citing non-compliant target shooters. The sheriff's office will step up patrols this weekend due to the lack of winter precipitation and possible early fire season. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, April 9th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.